Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now, more Gresh and Fauria
on WEEI.
It's noon, everybody. Hopefully it is lunchtime for you wherever you are. Oh, you get in that car. Twitch is on fire right now.
A lot of mathematicians on the text line. And none of the Twitchers want to take a stab at the math equation. None of them want to
do it. Well, that's because some of them would be maybe exposing their real identities. You know, I don't think I'm going to say that Bobby C1087 is not a name that is on a driver's license or a $10 shake or anything like that. I'm going to say that the Montiest of Mac.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he might be Big Mac from Wild N' Out. Who knows? If you watch that show, you're giggling right now. Because if you know Big Mac, great stuff. Alex Cora had the privilege and honor, as he would as the manager of the Boston Red Sox foyer, to alert the players who are going to go to the All-Star game. And you do it in the clubhouse. And this was a really well-done video by the Red Sox. So they had AC in the clubhouse telling Tanner Houck and Jaron Duran and Rafi Devers that they're going to the All-Star game. And there's a couple of things that stands out with each one of them. Here was Alex telling the collective group with Houck in the room that Houck was an all-star.
Talking about consistency, you know, when he pitches, he shows up, he's very relaxed, he doesn't panic. Tanner Houck.
How about Cora with the he's relaxed, he doesn't panic? That's also good coaching in a moment of kind of jubilation. Yep. That's a good reminder of the, hey, that's how you got here.
And this is what we worked on.
Yeah. Yes, very much
this
so.
This is him admitting, like, these are some of the things that we wanted him to focus on.
And Houck has been a stud. Let's be real. Guy's been great this year. More than deserved going to the All-Star game. What you'll notice about this, coming up in Alex telling Jaren Duran that he's going to the All-Star game is the reaction of the room. Just be listening for the way the room reacts to this.
We got one more. And when we talk about consistency and posting and playing the game right, this guy is amazing. We got kids here, and I bet if you want your kids to become big leaguers and play the game right the right way, you're going to tell them, take a look at Jaren Duran.
Big wow. reaction.
What a compliment.
Yeah.
That was a great compliment. If you want to show your kids like a real life example, like a visual.
Yeah.
Like a visual aid of what it looks like, what it should sound like, have them watch this guy. That to me has got to be the ultimate compliment.
And you could hear how the guys in the room reacted to Duran finally getting the stamp of approval of making the All-Star game.
Impressive.
Very much so. It goes to show, I think, how much people in that room not only love the guy, but it's really a testament to the amount of work Jaren Duran has put in to be able to get himself
Absolutely.
To this point.
I think that's
what those guys recognize is the whole real recognizes real. Workers recognize workers.
Yeah, they know how hard it is.
Yeah.
And it's almost like an admission of this guy had every reason to give up.
He did.
He had every excuse in the book to give up. It's not worth it. Sour grapes. He didn't. He pushed through. And now he's like this next level example of, you know, resiliency and consistency is what they all strive for. So, no, I mean, that guy's been through a lot. Totally, totally loves this this little opportunity that he has.
And then here was Alex Cora letting everyone know that, as expected, Rafael Devers is an All-Star, but that's not the story.
I mean, 1,000 hits in his career. He's been a Silver Slugger. He hates it, but I do believe he's the face of the franchise. Rafi Devers, you're going to play.
Alex Cora's a liar. No, so here's my issue with it.
Yeah.
Congratulations
to Devers,
by
the way.
Hey, great job.
Yep.
Do you believe that Devers is the face of the franchise?
De facto, because he's a player. But he's not the real.
What type of player is he?
Oh, no. He's an all-star caliber player.
He's the highest paid player.
Yeah, that's true. He's a really good player.
True.
I don't know how many people would go to great. I'm sure there would be, and I probably wouldn't quibble. But face of the franchise, I'm not sure.
Why?
Because communication issues, number one. The fact that I do think Devers is naturally shy. You know, there is a part of his personality that is not outgoing. Like, when Rafi Devers first got up to the big leagues, no one had to pull him aside like Tristan Casas and say, hey, we don't do we wear caps and sleeves at this level, son, type thing.
Yeah.
And the fact that I think Rafi Devers is respected, but I don't know if he's beloved. Normally, faces of the franchise are players that are loved unconditionally by fans. I think there are a healthy chunk of Red Sox Nation who are in like with Rafi Devers. I don't know if they're in love with Rafi Devers the way we as fans had kind of the love affairs with Pedro, Manny, and Ortiz.
Yeah, because I would say the face of the franchise label has a tendency to be like a popularity contest. Whoever is the most popular is the most recognizable, therefore is the face of the franchise. Who are the fans recognized with? Who Madison Avenue recognizes with ESPN, Major League Baseball, all the networks, that is your face of your franchise. Like, I don't think he is. I don't think he should be. And this is why I think they're pushing Duran to be such a vocal leader, to be such an example, to keep playing.
Interesting.
Devers should not be. And I go to, and it's no, not to his, no fault of his own. You said it. He's shy.
Yeah.
Maybe he's shy because he can't speak the language. He's not comfortable speaking the language.
Or maybe he's just a shy.
Maybe that's just who he is.
Or maybe putting it this way might be a little better. He doesn't have the massive ego that he's got to take the "Hey mom, look at me" photos and everybody bow down and kiss the ring and kiss his rear end or anything like that. He doesn't come across as like that kind of guy.
See, I think it's like so. My question I was going to ask you: can a lead by example guy? Because that's ultimately what I think Devers is. That's how I would label him.
Yeah,
can a lead by example player be the face of a franchise?
Jason Tatum.
Yes, but it really depends on the sport. I think in baseball, you've still got to have that other person. You still got to have that. Like, I think Devers can be considered a leader, but he would not be a face of the franchise guy. Because the one thing that David Ortiz did as kind of a face of the franchise was also be present and accounted for whenever things got rough, when things got tough, whether it was a long losing streak or some sort of controversy where you wanted, somebody to say what needs to be said. That's not going to be Devers most of the time. So even last year, do you remember that Rafi Devers was one of the people who kvetched that nothing went down last year?
But
my point in bringing that up is, would you have remembered that if I didn't mention it? Because the guys that are the faces of the franchise usually are the ones that are like E.F. Hutton: when they speak, we listen.
Yeah, I do remember that, but it's it just doesn't carry much weight.
It doesn't land.
It doesn't. Yeah,
there you go.
I'm not really moved by it.
When David Ortiz says something now, it's still in a newscast.
And that's
for
my
God's
point.
Sakes.
Is that's why. That's why on Monday, when the All-Star was announced, the three Red Sox player was Devers, it was Duran, and it was Hawk. I'm like, there's your holy trinity right now. There's your future leadership. You have the quiet, powerful hitter that does a lot of his talking on the field, right? He leads by example. Like, he carries a big bat, right? He speaks softly, right? That whole thing. You have Tanner Houck, who is just like, intimidating in his own right. He's a force to be reckoned with on the mound, and you need a pitcher out there to kind of settle things down. Then you have Duran, who is the dirt dog every day, example of everything that you should be doing right. Don't bitch about why you can't do it. Duran does it. Don't tell me that it's too hard. Duran did it. All three of them, really. Like, well, at least the two. Both Tanner Houck and
Devers
Duran.
As an all-star is no real surprise. He's a good player.
He was kind of – you can go all the way back to when Devers was, 19 or 20, playing in New York, and Chapman was the pitcher, throwing 100 miles an hour at his skull. And I remember he stepped out of the batter's box and just – kind of shook his head and was like, okay, let's do this, right? And then I think he hit a home run.
Yeah, opposite field home run.
Right, he hit a home run, and it
in
was like
the eighth or ninth inning.
Yeah, it was like, holy crap, this kid's got a set. Didn't talk about it. He's a quiet example of what needs to be done.
Yeah, I think the quiet examples can work within the clubhouse, but you're not going to get a lot of notoriety, and people on the outside will probably kind of take for granted the consistency, the work ethic, and things like that. I don't think it's as simple as if Devers just showed more personality that people would gravitate towards him. I think that's where, in a good way, we had David Ortiz, but in a bad way, we had David Ortiz. Because I think a lot of it is, well, Poppy was front and center. For a time, Pedroia was front and center. There is the being the team spokesman type, sort of a feel to being a leader. And that's where I think for us on the outside, a guy like Devers kind of falls short, so that if Duran, in an all-star year, starts whooping the fans up or, you know, has a big stolen base and somebody throws the ball away and he ends up coming home and it turns into a big moment and the guy verbally grabs the moment and says something the fans gravitate to, there is kind of the public front-facing forward opportunity there for someone to grab with us fans.
See, I would even say over the weekend, Verdugo taking, 40 seconds, 32 mm-hmm. seconds, whatever it was, to round the bases. Devers gets an opportunity. He hits a home run. And you can literally see that he's sending a message to Verdugo. It's almost like his own way of paying back the disrespect.
Yeah, he was pointing at him.
So that is the way he handles business, right? Mm-hmm. It's almost like, listen, man, we have all these problems. Nobody's saying anything. Listen, I'll take care of it, right? So he, like, sets the tone, right? He's the first one that goes out there. He's the first one that said, this is what we need. This is how he... And I'll say the personalities on this Red Sox team are starting to grow. You're starting to have not just one, not just two. You're going to have Casas when he comes back.
Oh, when Casas gets swinging again, we're going to get a whole
healthy
dose of him. He's an oddball
in his own way. So you'll have multiple players in multiple roles who can be spokespeople for the team.
Yeah.
Then next, you know, you need a Dunkin' Donuts commercial, right? And then you're going to need another national campaign and some insurance deal. And then you're really going to have the exposure that you need.
Right now, there is one person who has an E.F. Hutton effect around the Boston Red Sox. And for those who don't get the reference, it's the whole E.F. Hutton, when we speak, people listen.
Yeah, and everybody's in the restaurant, they stop and they try to eavesdrop.
Alex Cora is that guy.
Yeah. Oh, he's easily, but he shouldn't be.
Well, you're right. He shouldn't be. And when, there was a year that Jimmy Williams was kind of the voice of one of those Red Sox teams that he managed because they weren't great. They were kind of floundering, and there wasn't that kind of big personality who could go out there and sort of say what needs to be said. Billy and Nick were having a discussion in the off-air show, and they mentioned it to us at the top of the hour if you really think of the faces of the franchises in baseball, how many people would you really say, oh yeah, not just that's their best player, right? Because somebody even sent in something about, have you guys ever heard of Mike Trout? Doesn't say a word. He's boring as S. Yeah, but he also played with Ohtani. You knew that both of them were there, and neither one of them had great personalities. And one of the faces of the sport is Ohtani, and he's wrapped in scandal and says nothing. But you go out and sock 60 dingers a year and win 10 games. I went high on the home run total, but you get the point, is that this guy goes out and is just a great player and he doesn't say much and he kind of lets the chips fall where they may. And people still look at Ohtani and think, okay, that's one of the faces of the game. Like, how many real faces of the franchise do we have? Or is it more like a Rafael Devers, where they're a really good player, they're the best player on their team, they're viewed as such, but whenever they speak, it's not like the fans are throwing the babies in the air or anything like that.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Remember, you can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
You know, I don't want this to turn into, you know, Raffy Devers stinks or anything like that. But the comment from Alex Cora on the whole, no, we know you don't like being the face of the franchise, but I think you are. Hey, you're going to the All-Star game. There you go. It did at least open the door for discussion on, is Raffy Devers the sort of face of the franchise for the Red Sox? And I knew we were going to get one of these, but it's not a futile exercise, in my opinion. I go to the text, the 37937 Foyer. The 413. If you were a dad, you went to a game at Fenway, and you actually had any money left, LOL, to buy a jersey for your kid who's 8 years old, who are you pointing him towards? And the texter says, I know I'm pointing him towards Durant. If you just go straight up on longevity, then you're picking probably someone like Devers, Bayo, something like that. But normally, whenever a kid wants to buy a jersey, it's not face of the franchise. It's however they connect with their favorite player. That's really what it is to me. Because I got, I got a 19-year-old who wants all the jerseys and stuff. And I'm like, no, I'm not getting you a Luke Kornet jersey. He's not going to be here very long. But still, like, he likes Luke Kornet and wanted to buy his jersey. Thought it'd be fun. And I'm like, no, you're not wasting money on that. But if you think about it from the way the texter laid it out there, the whole, you know, if my kid wanted a jersey, who would be that player on the Red Sox? Then an 8 or a 10-year-old kid would say, I've got to have that to rep it at school. I don't know if there's anyone that jumps out. And that's going to sound like we're being disrespectful to Raffy Devers. We're recognizing he's a really good player. But in terms of face of the franchise, there is a little bit of disconnect there. And you can turn to the youngs. You know, sometimes, what's the old, out of the mouth of babes. Like, mm-hmm. You never know what you're going to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I it's a great question from that dad. If you had an 8-year-old and they're standing there, and it's like, okay, kid, which jersey do you want? Is there anybody that automatically you're like, yep, I got to get that guy?
Well, what jersey would you wear if you're going to a Red Sox game? And you can't say the manager.
It's funny. That's probably the road I would have gone down if I still had it. It would be the Manny jersey.
No, a current player.
Oh, a current player?
Current player.
Oh,
you got to buy a jersey.
Sweet.
I do think that is because I think the jersey, you know, it obviously represents like how you think and what you think is important. right? Like, yeah, it's somebody's like personal qualities, their work ethic, all that stuff. You know, they're
somebody
their
said I'm breaking out my Pedro, but
you can't do it all. You got to do a current player. You're out there. They say your dad says, "Here you go, little fella. Pick anyone you want." And they're all up there.
I'll go with Trevor Story because then people will say, "Whose number is that?"
Rafael Devers.
Boy, that's my choice. There you go. 617-779-7937. And again, Billy and Nick, it was a good little discussion that they were having that they brought up to us. It's the whole thing about all the teams in the game of baseball. And you think about face of the franchise. Even if you just went with some team's best players, you could put some in a lineup and people wouldn't know. In fact, we just had somebody text in. Hang on here. Who said, you can say face of the game, but if you put them in a 10-person lineup, I bet casual fans couldn't tell them from other players or even a guy off the street. Sadly, there is some truth to that in big league baseball, in that you can line them up, and for some, they just wouldn't know. Let's go to Sam in Maine with Gresh and Fourier. Sam, good afternoon.
No, Sam.
Hey, good afternoon. Sorry to pull you off speakerphone.
No worries, Sam. What do you have, friend?
Hey, so I have a point and a question.
Okay.
The question being, if Devers is not the face of the franchise right now or eventually, then who is? And then my point is Cora's comment saying that Devers hates that he gets that label. Now, is that Cora lighting a fire under Devers' ass, or is that the truth? Because I see it as it could be him lighting a fire and saying, hey, look, yes, this guy might lack the ability to communicate, but could it really be in front of the team and in front of the media and everyone saying, look, maybe he's not there. Maybe he isn't the face of the franchise, but he could be there, and he may be there. So I'll hang up and listen.
So let me take this last one first. So I don't think Devers is comfortable with that burden that goes along with the face of the franchise.
It's like a pressure that you feel. Well, we brought up David Ortiz, who wanted that.
Yeah.
Now, ego is a part of that as well. It is one. I'll tell you the one thing I do appreciate about Rafi Devers, there is no ego, or at least there doesn't seem to be.
That's noticeable.
Because sometimes the ego can run amok. But I'm sort of with you in that I think the whole thing just makes Devers kind of uncomfortable. And it's not a natural part of his personality.
Same.
He can do it. He can press the flesh. He can do those things that you would expect a really good player or your best player to do, but it doesn't come naturally to him, therefore it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, even if everybody on the team spoke Spanish or, you know, and there was no language barrier,
it would still be the same.
I still don't think he would be that guy.
Yes.
So, and I don't think, you know, see, I thought the last caller was going to have an issue with me saying that he shouldn't be the face. Because I don't think he should be.
What I hope that Rafael Devers can morph into is a really good clubhouse consigliere to someone who does have that kind of personality or emerges as a great player. Because that's the other thing, too. A lot of times, the best or a great player kind of gets this sort of shoved on them. And for as good a year as Jaron Duran's going to have, I don't think he's ever going to hit that sort of zenith to where it's like, oh, yeah, he's their best player. He's the spokesman. He's the guy that kind of speaks for the team. I could understand why that would make some uncomfortable, especially in this market. And I do wonder if that's a part of it, too. Like, could Rafael Devers be the leader of a team in Kansas City verbally? The demands are very different. The people there aren't out to get you all the time. The expectations are low. I do think it is a recognition of some of what comes with playing for the Boston Red Sox if you're really, really good in terms of the enormity of what you might be asked to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in a smaller market, maybe Devers would be a little more comfortable with it. Like, put him in Miami. much more Spanish-speaking people down there, not as big a fan base, people that are in and out all the time. That might be a market where the temperature of the fans is a little more comfortable for Devers than, do I want to step on the hot blacktop and have my foot kind of melt and everybody yell at me. DJ in Ludenberg. Hello, DJ.
Hey, guys. How you doing
today? What's up?
Just calling, so I'd say Devers is definitely the face of the franchise. All I have to do is look at the all-star voting and the fact that he's the Red Sox that got the most votes out of everyone, even if he wasn't voted in as a starter. Just that right there, the popularity contest aspect makes him the face. And my own personal opinion, I don't think the Red Sox want a face of the franchise because, you know, the last major face of the franchise was, what, Mookie? And what we do? We ran him out of town because we didn't want to pay him. And that's what happens when you make someone the face of the franchise and they are worth that much.
You know,
and I'll just hang up and listen to you guys.
DJ, I'd really have to, like, kind of stop down and think, was Mookie Betts ever thrown into the role of the face of the franchise where he also had to carry the David Ortiz part of it, where it was front facing forward, you're giving the press conference, you're the guy speaking maybe on behalf of players sometimes? Like, I remember all of us being like, hey man, Mookie Betts is really damn good and they better not let this guy go. I remember that kind of talk, but I'm not so sure. That might have been more of a fan thing where it was more, this guy is a freakishly great player, let's find a way to keep him, not, oh man, you're going to be losing a great clubhouse leader and a really good player. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know if I would completely agree with DJ. However, his premise is juicy as all get out. Do the Red Sox just want guys who will be much more, this is going to sound bad, but robotic like Devers, where he's affable, he's jovial, but he's not Mr. Ego, he's not Mr. Front and Center, he's not, hey, I'm going to put myself above the name of the Boston Red Sox.
No.
The Red Sox, I don't, you know what? That I can't completely dismiss the fact that, would the Red Sox love to have a bunch of guys that perform and just go along to get along versus to have the one guy that people fall in love with? Let's remember, the reason the fans rallied around Devers was way more about the fact that the organization thumbed their nose to Xander Bogaerts than it was, oh, by God, if we let this guy go, it's going to be the end of the franchise. Like, you know, the Rafael Devers signing from a fan standpoint was the, okay, don't let that guy go, but it was rooted in what had come before, not, oh my God, Devers is, you know, Jesus in cleats and we got to keep this guy.
Yeah, see, I would say like the foundation of these organizations or these championship teams was built like on just like I'm one thing, but personality was one of them.
Oh, especially with the Red Sox. Hard not to when you got Pedro and Ortiz.
But I would say any championship that the Red Sox have won, each championship team has had a separate and unique set of personality players. They have guys on their team. Even the last one they won back in 2018, that had a great, diverse set of personalities. And I think it's at the foundation of really any championship team, personally. Because the high level, you know, alpha males, you know, different personalities, everybody getting along, coexisting, pushing each other, whatever, all of it is part of it. Can you, like, the teams that have no personality are boring and they probably suck. They probably aren't any good. I can't think of a championship team in any sport that is void of personality. Can't think of one. I think all of them, I feel like it's a requirement. I mean, I know that
was Wiggy the personality of the 0-1
wasn't,
Patriots?
Wasn't on that team, so I would have no idea. But I would go with no. I'm going to go with no, okay? It's no disrespect.
Was Larry Izzo the
sideline
pooper?
Way, yeah. In his own way. The one thing I remember, like, not to divert from the Red Sox, but I do remember, like, for these Patriots teams, like, how much, I mean, it was overflowing with personality. It was like the most I'd ever seen.
Oh, the 04 Red Sox were just
Oh, it was, and they're become so likable, and everybody, and that's the other thing you talk about, like what jersey you would buy. When you have lots of options, you probably have a good team. Probably have a good team.
Nope,
those that 04 team, lots. Hey, take your pick. Which player do you identify with the most?
And cult heroes, too. You know, that's the other, like, you know, Bill Miller coming here and winning a freaking batting title. What? Like, are you kidding me? I don't know if there's people rolling around with, you know, Mike Lowell or Doug Mankiewicz jerseys or anything like that.
But there's always a couple.
Mike Lowell was awesome here. He almost second in MVP and more than a World Series MVP?
No, I think so, yeah. Something like that.
But
no,
not be the first name.
No.
You would throw out there when it came to that team as far as the most recognizable guy.
Or maybe the coach is the personality. Like somebody said, the Spurs teams are pretty weak on personality. I don't know. Greg Popovich, pretty big personality.
Yeah, but Tim Duncan, boring.
No, Tim Duncan was boring.
Boring.
No doubt, but there was still.
Ginobili, kind of boring.
No, those guys.
Who's the other guy that dated Eva Longoria? Who dated that guy?
Who?
Oh, Tony Parker.
Oh, he dated Evan Longoria?
Who was married to her.
Oh, you said Evan.
Evan?
What's her name? Eva Longoria.
Eva Longoria.
I thought you were going that he was dating Evan Fournier. Yeah, that's why I was like, what? Yeah.
They're from the same
You're
country,
close enough. Oh, yeah. The letters were close.
Yeah. I know. I just jumbled them up. I thought we were playing the jumbled name game.
Oh, my God. We don't need to do anything like that, for God's sakes.
Oh, bless your heart.
617-779-7937. So we kind of put this Red Sox thing to bed. By the way, Red Sox are going to open a series tonight against the Oakland A's, who have no one showing up at their ballpark, but they're not as crappy as we thought they were going to be. There's at least a pulse there when it comes to the Oakland A's, but for the Red Sox, they need to handle some business here and handle it pretty swiftly heading into the All-Star break. Should we touch on this Michael Rubin White party just quickly?
Do we have a quick second to do it?
We got 3 minutes.
Okay.
How does Grant Williams end up at the White party? Did you see that the Larry O'Brien trophy made its way to Michael Rubin's White party as well? And Wick had kind of mentioned, you know, that when the CNBC guy introduced Wick yesterday for the full segment, he did the, oh, and he's brought the Larry O'Brien trophy, which was hanging out of Michael Rubin's, you know, and then Wick kind of slid in there, you know, around this weekend or whatever.
So instead of watches, yeah. So Grant Williams.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, he's just got to be a.
How does he do this?
I don't know.
Is he an amoeba? He just attaches himself to another living organism?
I think. You ever seen that movie? I'm sure the answer is no. The Bill Murray classic, What About Bob?
No.
Is anybody? Billy? Anybody? What About Bob? Nobody's seen
Billy's
What About
working
Bob.
On
100 years ago.
100 years ago.
He's Grant Williams. He just shows up everywhere. You can never get rid of him. Even when you try to get rid of him, if you attach dynamite to his legs or you abandon him in the woods, the dude finds a way to get back to base camp.
It's wild.
Like, that is Grant Williams.
How?
Like, you would think. I mean, I guess, like, you know, even if, like, Jason Tatum maybe brought some of his high school buddies, right? It's like nobody knows who they are, so they don't have the status Tatum has, but they get into the party.
Mm-hmm.
But does Grant Williams have enough status and pull to be like, hey, ask his publicist, get me on the list?
I guess so. Well, first of all, if Grant Williams has a publicist.
I bet you he does.
I mean, he's...
Dude, he's the NBA president. Isn't he like the NBA like Player Association president or something like that? He's like represents the players.
Really?
Look it up.
So they gotta. So does is that
he is their like?
Is that what gets him in the room?
He is. He's pretty. I'm telling you, like he represents the play. He is the NBA player rep, the league rep, not the team rep. He's the league rep. That's a thing. It's definitely a thing.
No, I'm looking at something here.
And if he isn't now, he was a couple years ago.
NBPA announces election results for executive committee leadership role and gives updates. And it says Jaren Jackson Jr. and Donovan Mitchell elected as vice president. Grant Williams elected as first vice president.
I'm telling you, it doesn't make sense.
Oh, my God.
They voted, so they can't be that annoyed with him. They voted him into a position of influence.
C.J. McCollum is the president, and Grant Williams is the first vice president. So he is the Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Of the NBPA.
If you compare it to her, then it kind of makes sense.
No, I'm just saying, like, because it has nothing to do with race or anything. It's just the whole, if C.J. McCollum retires, then there you go.
But you have to vote for that.
No, I know.
So as annoying as he is, they must appreciate his intelligence and ability to kind of be persuasive, right?
Why?
It's crazy.
Why are the players so...
What?
Dumb.
But like, maybe
to vote in Grant, or maybe Grant
maybe
Williams
he's earned
is,
it. Maybe, well, maybe he's the only one who wants it.
Yeah,
and he was so persistent. They were like, "Fine, dude, take it. Nobody wants it anyways. You don't have any real power."
No, but to think that if C.J. McCollum is like, you know what, I'm out. I'm done. You know what? Like, okay, I'm done as the head of the NBPA.
Yeah, he's in charge. He's
Grant,
your face.
Grant Williams then ascends.
That's your guy. That's your boy. He's your guy.
Well, maybe listen, maybe we've answered our own question on how the hell does Grant Williams end up at the White Party with Michael Rubin. Maybe we've answered our own question. Maybe he's just so full of ish that he works his, if he worked his way up the ladder on the Players Association, then you're right. There's got to be something there.
He's kind of a guy you want to kind of stick around because he'll convince him way to like, you know, running the league at some point.
Man,
dude, the guy got into the Celtics celebration after they won the NBA Finals. For some reason, this dude thought it was a good idea to be in the locker room of a team that he used to play with, who didn't want him on the team, that was annoyed when he was on the team, and he found his way back into the locker room.
There's also, of the photos I saw from the White Party, I did not see Mr. Kraft there this time. Did you? I didn't see any RKK photos from the...
No.
From that party.
But wasn't he down in I heard he was like down in the Cape somewhere with Elton John. Was that this last
weekend?
Oh, was
that this past? I have no idea.
I thought Brady was there too.
Yeah, but so the White Party has come and passed.
Jumped the shark.
Tatum was, it kind of has, but again.
Yeah, everybody's doing it.
But Ruben's tied in with all these leagues now, so everybody's going to go for it. It's now become a maintenance suck-up thing. It's not like an exclusive deal you're invited to.
It's like the old Super Bowl parties when they were like, when the Playboy party was really hard to get into.
Oh, yeah.
And the Maxim party was like a thing. And then they just sold like package deals with all these companies. And it was like, it sucked.
My buddy Scott Gramling ran FHM.
That whole era of magazines, by the way.
My boy Gramling.
Maxim, FHM.
When they went through the photo shoots and stuff.
Yeah.
Not all the photos got used. And they're somewhere. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And what's a Super Bowl party? What are you kidding me? Those things. SI used to have like a great one. Now it's like, forget about it.
No, they suck now. They become, it's just too corporate.
Well, even then.
Getting into the FHM or the Maxim party.
That was
the
those are the ones.
When
yeah.
it first started. Like those. Wow, you got a ticket to that?
Yeah.
Like, the taste of the NFL used to be, like, a really important ticket to get. Now, it just sucks.
Now they got, you know, hey, this guy played for the Patriots for 3 games.
Hmm. That was me. I was, like, the rep for the taste of the NFL. I was, like, the team. I was the representative.
Hey, did the check bounce?
Well, I didn't get paid. I just was
fun. There's your first mistake.
Oh, I went with...
who does anything gratis?
Davios was the rep. That was the city's representative, the Showcase restaurant. Yeah. And I went with them. It was great.
And we love Steve DeFilippo.
Yeah.
So tied into Awaken 180 and all that as well. Lighter side of sports. There is one NFL head coach who thinks he can master the 40-yard dash in a way that caused Fourier to say something that now we're going to challenge. That is next for the lighter side of sports.
And now, the lighter side of sports. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. With the two twinkle toes themselves, Gresh and Fourier.
Lighter Side, sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Need to do a 180 with your weight. Do what I did. Do what Chime did. Do what Andy Hart did. Do what thousands of others have done. Take control of your life at awaken180weightloss.com. Make sure you schedule your consultation today. So, another thing that the NFL is trying to ruin, and they're doing a pretty decent job of it, is the Hard Knocks series. Now we don't know who's going to do it in, or no, we don't know who's going to do it in the preseason. We did figure that out. Who's going to be the in-season team? And oh, by the way, with all the NFL stuff going on, how often, if it isn't your team, do people actually go to watch the one in season? Well, now we have the off-season version of basically Hard Knocks, which is a look behind the scenes in the New York Football Giants, where Brian Daboll, the head coach of the Giants, he knows offense. He's also pretty rotund. We're just going to be real about it.
Well, not anymore.
He is a, well.
Back then, he was.
He is a larger man.
But he has lost. You see how much weight he's lost?
He's, sure.
Him and his wife have gotten skinny.
Sure. So, Brian, that led Brian Daboll to say this about a 40-yard dash.
I guarantee you I could run a 7.040.
I'll let you guess.
No way. No way.
If you put a plate full of wings on the other end, I'm doing that.
So you think you could be less than 3 seconds behind him, Daves?
Yes.
0.6.
There's no doubt in my mind I can run under 7.
Uh-oh. No way.
You think I could run under 7?
No.
Oh, man.
Dude, I saw you run across the street.
I could run.
That was a good one. Yeah, okay, so what was happening? So there's a guy on the field just ran a 4.47.
Roman Dunze.
Okay. And you're like, wow, that's fast. And, you know, the round mound of offense that Brian Daboll is said, oh, you know, I can run that. And I was like, okay. I mean, I felt like I could speed walk at 40 in 7 seconds.
Okay. So this is where we've taken a turn, ladies and gentlemen, because this got blurted out at about 8:58 a.m. I think I could speed walk a 7:40. And the first reaction from the collective group of me and Billy and Nick,
of course you can,
was, no, you can't. And you've got a bad ankle.
No. Ortho laser has fixed it. I'm good.
Okay. You also saw a doctor you didn't listen to about it.
It's fine.
So that thing could also be, you know what? Hold on. The reason I poo-pooed you speed walking is, number one, that's a lot. But number two, I love the movie A Christmas Story.
Okay.
Do you remember when the leg lamp broke?
It's a major award.
Yeah. But the old man put it all back together.
Oh, that's me.
And then it crumbled when he touched it. That's what I worry about your ankle. You're going to go out here and try to be, you know, speed walking bushwhacker Christian Fourier going to the ring.
The reason I say that is because,
the other day
I was just at the field helping my daughter. She was running. She had doing her conditioning stuff.
Her shoes are great.
Down at the field. Okay. And I was like, you know, marking it off with these little cones that we have. And I was speed walking because I wanted to get it done in a hurry. I was like, and then I was like, whoa, I mean, I'm going pretty fast, and I'm not even trying to run. So when Brian Daboll was like, you know, hey, I could run one, I was like, I could probably speed walk one, you know, and, you know, get it done. Because 7 seconds doesn't feel like it's that long. It doesn't feel like it's that tough. Like, so if he's running a 40 in 4 seconds, like if I
Roma Dunze,
if I you ramped it up a little bit
and I ramped it up a little bit
and I used speed walking technique. Okay, we have to keep it legal, so we're gonna go by the speed walking rules.
What the hell?
Federational rules.
Nick, we do not have the rules of speed walking tucked in the thing, do we? We do. Oh, Jesus.
What a surprise. Let's hear what the rules are.
The rules of speed walking.
There are only two main rules everyone must follow in race walking. The first is that the athlete's back toe cannot leave the ground until the heel of the front foot has touched the ground. If you break this rule, it is known as loss of contact. The second rule is that the supporting leg must be straightened from the point of contact with the ground and must remain straightened until the body is passed directly over it. This is why you see walkers would rotate their hips and make that unique racewalker's waddle. These rules are enforced by judges in place periodically along the course.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, we're not going that far.
Jeez.
Do you know what is the official...
That's a lot of...
The official slowest 40-yard dash recorded ever at the combine?
So the official slowest...
Nick just looked it up. I can't go the name, but I have the time.
I feel like this is, we need our Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music as I think about this. Are you not going to give... me an over-under, you're just going to be like, what I think the time is.
Well, let's put it this way. The fastest time at the combine, I do believe, is a 4.2.
Okay.
And we're talking about this in 7 seconds. So that's a pretty healthy window for you to work
with. I'm going
to
go, so 5 is 6. I'm going to go, there's no way it's slower than 8 seconds.
And 6.06.
Yeah, I was going to say 7. Yeah. I was going to say 7.
So a little over 6. Now, the 401 has a very funny line on the text. It says, this is the same guy who can't enter a room on a scooter.
I was in a cast. I was in a cast when I fell. You know that. I was injured.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, I was on drugs.
If you sprained it.
That thing had a very short turning radius. You saw it.
Well, you
it
also
was prone to flipping over.
You also told all of us, and I quote, "Oh, I know what I'm doing."
Well, totally different scenario. I'm just saying,
but with the wheelie cart too.
You saw it. Listen, it's like a really fast.
You wiped out twice on your wheelie cart, and then you went to the crutches or the walking boot, and you screwed yourself up.
Most people could probably kick Bruce Lee's ass.
Okay, now I mean we're talking about Fourier falling apart like a Fabergé egg here on a speedwalk. Mm. That felt a little unfair, Nick.
Just saying, like I don't think
just
it's
saying, the book of Christian's accomplishments.
Wait, what I want is what I wish I had was the one from Polar Park where we walk out on the field and he says, "I think I can throw an inning." That got me. That got me.
I was in the arena. I felt the competitive juices flowing.
Sure.
And I was like, "Wow, I think I can really do this."
I'll tell you what. If I were to put odds on you speed walking a 40 in 7 seconds or less, I would make you a small underdog at probably, say, plus 140. You'd be an underdog, but you would not be an overwhelming underdog.
So you think there's a chance?
Yeah, of course.
That's all I need.
And we'll go to FourierBets.com and take all the wagers and then figure out how to gimmick it so we can get the most money. Yeah, exactly. There are times where we have been critical of players, especially when it comes to things in their sport where they just can't see the forest through the trees. The NFL clearly wants something that the players just don't know how to negotiate. We're going to get to that start the final hour. Gresh Fourier next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. You get quality. Oh. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And now, the lighter side of sports, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, with the two twinkle toes themselves, Gresh and Fourier.
Lighter side sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Need to do a 180 with your weight. Do what I did. Do what Chime did. Do what Andy Hart did. Do what thousands of others have done. Take control of your life at awaken180weightloss.com. Make sure you schedule your consultation today. So another thing that the NFL is trying to ruin, and they're doing a pretty decent job of it, is the Hard Knocks series. Now we don't know who's going to do it in, or no, we don't know who's going to do it in the preseason. We did figure that out. Who's going to be the in-season team? And oh, by the way, with all the NFL stuff going on, how often, if it isn't your team, do people actually go to watch the one in season? Well, now we have the off-season version of basically Hard Knocks, which is a look behind the scenes in the New York Football Giants, where Brian Daboll, the head coach of the Giants, he knows offense. He's also pretty rotund. We're just going to be real about it.
Well, not anymore.
He is a, well.
Back then, he was.
He is a larger man.
But he has lost. You see how much weight he's lost?
He's, sure.
Him and his wife have gotten skinny.
Sure. So, Brian, that led Brian Daboll to say this about a 40-yard dash.
I guarantee you I could run a 7.040.
I would like to see you guys.
No way.
If you put a plate full of wings on the other end, I'm doing that.
So you think you could be less than 3 seconds behind him, Daves?
Yes.
0.6.
There's no doubt in my mind I can run under a 7.
No way.
You think I could run under a 7?
No.
Oh, man.
Dude, I saw you run across the street.
I could run.
That was a good one.
Yeah, okay, so what was happening? So there's a guy on the field just ran a 4.47.
Sure.
Okay. And you're like, wow, that's fast. And, you know, the round mound of offense that Brian Daboll is said, oh, you know, I can run that. And I was like, okay. I mean, I felt like I could speed walk at 40 in 7 seconds.
Okay. So this is where we've taken a turn, ladies and gentlemen, because this got blurted out at about 8:58 a.m. I think I could speed walk a 7.40. And the first reaction from the collective group of me and so Billy and
Nick, of
course
you can,
was, no, you can't. And you've got a bad ankle.
No, Ortho Lasers fixed it. I'm good.
Well, okay. You also saw a doctor you didn't listen to about it.
It's fine.
So that thing could also be, hold on. The reason I poo-pooed you speed walking is, number one, that's a lot. But number two, I love the movie A Christmas Story.
Okay.
Do you remember when the leg lamp broke?
It's a major award.
Yeah. But the old man put it all back together.
Oh, that's me.
And then it crumbled when he touched it. That's what I worry about your ankle. You're going to go out here and try to be, speed walking bushwhacker Christian Fourier going to the ring.
The reason I say that is because the other day I was just at the field helping my daughter. She was running. She had doing her conditioning stuff.
Her shoes are great.
Down at the field. Okay. And I was like, marking it off with these little cones that we have. And I was speed walking because I wanted to get it done in a hurry. I was like, and then I was like, whoa, I mean, I'm going pretty fast and I'm not even trying to run. So when Brian Dable was like, hey, I could run one. I was like, I could probably speed walk one, get it done. Because 7 seconds doesn't feel like it's that long. It doesn't feel like it's that tough. Like, so if he's running a 40 in 4 seconds, If I ramped it up a little bit and I
ramped it up a little bit
and I used speed walking technique. Okay, we had to keep it legal, so we're going to go by the speed walking rules.
What the hell?
Federational rules.
Nick, we do not have the rules of speed walking tucked in the thing, do we? We do. Oh, Jesus.
What a surprise. Let's hear what the rules are.
The rules of speed walking.
There are only two main rules everyone must follow in race walking. The first is that the athlete's back toe cannot leave the ground until the heel of the front foot has touched the ground. If you break this rule, it is known as loss of contact. The second rule is that the supporting leg must be straightened from the point of contact with the ground and must remain straightened until the body is passed directly over it. This is why you see walkers would rotate their hips and make that unique racewalker's waddle. These rules are enforced by judges in place periodically along the course.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, we're not going that far.
Jeez.
Do you know what is the official...
That's a lot of...
The official slowest 40-yard dash recorded ever at the combine?
So the official slowest...
Nick just looked it up. I can't go with the name, but I have the time.
I feel like we need our Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music as I think about this. Are you not going to give me an over-under? You're just going to be like, what I think the time is.
Well, let's put it this way. The fastest time at the combine, I do believe, is a 4.2.
Okay.
And we're talking about this in 7 seconds. So that's a pretty healthy window for you to work
with. I'm going to go, so 5 is 6. I'm going to go, there's no way it's slower than 8 seconds.
And 6.06,
yeah, I was going to say 7.
So a little over 6. Now, the 401 has a very funny line on the text. It says, this is the same guy who can't enter a room on a scooter.
I was in a cast. I was in a cast when I fell. You know that. I was
injured.
What
does that have to do with anything?
Well, I was on drugs.
If you sprained it.
That thing had a very short turning radius. You saw it.
Well, it
was prone to flipping over.
You also told all of us, and I quote, oh, I know what I'm doing.
Well, totally different scenario. I'm just saying. It's like a really fast.
You wiped out twice on your wheelie cart, and then you went to the crutches or the walking boot, and you screwed yourself up.
Most people could probably kick Bruce Lee's ass.
Okay, now I mean we're talking about Fourier falling apart like a Fabergé egg here on a speed walk.
Mm.
That felt a little unfair, Nick.
Just saying, like I don't think
just
it's
saying, the book of Christian's accomplishments.
Wait, what I want is what I wish I had was the one from Polar Park where we walk out on the field and he says, "I think I can throw an inning." That got me. That got me.
I was in the arena. I felt the competitive juices flowing.
Sure.
And I was like, "Wow, I think I can really do this."
I'll tell you what. If I were to put odds on you speed walking a 40 in 7 seconds or less, I would make you a small underdog at probably, say, plus 140. You'd be an underdog, but you would not be an overwhelming underdog.
So you think there's a chance?
Yeah, of course.
That's all I need.
Then we'll go to FourierBets.com and take all the wagers and then figure out how to gimmick it so we can get the most money. Yeah, exactly. There are times where we have been critical of players, especially when it comes to things in their sport where they just can't see the forest through the trees. The NFL clearly wants something that the players just don't know how to negotiate. We're going to get to that, start the final hour, Gresh Fourier next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.